This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back, chaps. I'm currently in Osaka, Japan. I've just been in Tokyo. The reason I took a trip here is because I love Japanese culture. And more specifically, I love the culture of the samurai. I think when a type of person, a type of culture is remembered for so long as heroes, as something that we all admire, everybody admires the samurai. I've never met a single person that doesn't like the samurai soldier and the samurai way of being. It gives you a very clear indicator of what we should be as men. But in the West, I feel like it's forgotten. It's like, oh, that's just a thing from the movies. That's not how a man should be. Like, that's not the real world. But that was the real world for these people. That was the way that they lived, and they've been admired. And I think to myself, well, how would we be admired? Like, the 21st century man, like, who would admire us? They'd look at us more like a parasite than anything honorable to the world. And that's why I wanted to make this video about becoming a modern day samurai, about us all becoming something that we can be remembered for, about men that still live with honor and loyalty and justice compared to the people that just live for the internet and the money and the fame and the kind of everything that's wrong with the world. So I wanted to give you a quick video on how I would become a modern day samurai, some things that I bring into my life. And number one is meditation or mindfulness, a practice of bringing yourself into current reality, a practice of bringing yourself into the present moment rather than being absorbed with your internal monologue. Because there's not many people that I meet that are able to escape their internal monologue. And this was a very important practice of the samurai, was being able to quiet the mind. But most people now do not need to quiet the mind, because they can distract the mind through social media, through going out with their friends, through drugs and alcohol. They never need to seek real refuge in the quiet of the mind, which is very, very important for a man, because that's where you gain wisdom. That's where you gain insights. That's where you relax and find peace. But most people never gain control over their internal monologue, because I only realized this quite recently, but your internal monologue is not you. The version of you that is underneath that internal monologue is what is you. You are internal. You're not the thoughts in your mind. That's kind of like your monkey brain, the thing that just talks to you all the time. And when you learn to quiet it, that's where you find your wisdom. That's where you find your peace. That's where you find your moments of wisdom. And for myself, I try and spend, I don't meditate in a traditional sense. I don't allocate blocks through the day, but I like to just sit quietly and focus on one thing. Quiet the mind and focus on one thing. So I might just look at a picture. I might just look at this glass. And all I see is the glass. And there's no thoughts. There's no thoughts about anything I'm doing. No thoughts about the glass. I'm just looking at the glass. That's the only thing I focus on for 5 minutes. Sometimes I close my eyes. I think about a pink elephant. And I find it to bring me great peace. And it was a way that the samurai used to meditate. It was the way that the samurai used to clear their minds. Number two, you must develop a code, a warrior code for yourself. Going through life as a man without a code is so difficult. You don't need to think about every single decision that you make. When you have a code of conduct to construct your life by, it's much easier because you just know, does that go with my rules or does that go against my rules? And the samurai had the Bushido code. And the Bushido code was one of honor, righteousness, loyalty. They were the most important aspects of the Bushido code. And every samurai knew the code, and they knew if something was for or against the Bushido code. So I believe every young man should have a code of conduct, 7 rules that he writes down for himself, things that he does and does not do in his life. So when a decision has to be made, he can consult the code rather than consulting his monkey brain in the time that this thing happens. He can look at his code that he wrote and he can decide if that's a good choice. Trying to live life without a code is very, very difficult. So that would be one piece of advice I give you to becoming a modern day samurai, a righteous man in the 21st century, is develop a code of conduct based on righteousness and loyalty. Number 3 is you must train the body. You must become the best physical specimen that you could possibly be. There's a lot of shortcuts to success in the 21st century. People that think if they've got all the money, they don't need to build the body. That's completely wrong. The body is the vehicle that you express yourself in to the world, and you should make it the most beautiful vehicle it can possibly be. And you will find such joy in becoming the best version of yourself physically. When you build a real physique, when you build the best possible physique, you learn to fight, you learn to become dangerous. You'll feel so proud of yourself. You'll have such inner confidence and inner self-belief that can't be taken away. That's a beautiful thing about the body, the things that you learn, the body and the mind, any work done towards the body and the mind. Money and possessions and all those things, friends, girlfriends, girls, parties, the lot, can all be taken away. But the body and the mind, the things that you learn, you keep forever. You'll never lose these things as long as you maintain them. So I think they are really an area of focus for a young man, and training the body is something that you should start doing immediately if you're not currently doing. You should be in the gym, you should be learning to fight, and you should be learning to become the most beautiful version of yourself, to use the gift that God gave you. Number 4 is to serve others.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I've found great peace in my life recently by serving other people, by just thinking about other people, not really giving a fuck about myself. I got myself sorted out. I know I'm doing the right things for me. But when you serve other people, it gives you great peace. And one of the codes of the samurai was to serve others. They were warriors, but the name samurai can also be translated as those who serve. They had a purpose greater than themselves. I believe in being selfish as a man, of getting yourself sorted, but only so you can help other people. That's always my reason for selfishness, for making sure I'm the best version I can be, for not giving my time to people right now so I can become better and give everyone more. And I think once you become someone who serves, when you have a purpose higher than yourself, when you just believe you're doing this to better your family, to better your friends, to better the people around you, when you want to give, you vibrate on a higher level. You become open to many more opportunities when you're serving others. When you're just in it for yourself, when you don't give a fuck about other people, it's a very dark and horrible life to live. But when you want to serve others, that's where you find the real beauty, where you find the real fulfillment in the things that you do. Number 5 is foster creativity. So many people forget about art the minute they step out of school. But art is really what we all aspire to be. It's what we all love. The things that we buy, the things that we see, the things that we want, the beauty of architecture. Everybody on this planet is inspired by art, but most people think analytically. They think of business and numbers, and they forget the craft of art, of giving something truly unique to the world, which any single one of us can do. Any single one of us can give our unique gift to the world, the way that we see the world, the way that we see things. And everybody forgets about art, but the only thing that's truly unique, especially in a world that is beginning to become more AI generated, the only thing that's unique is art from the human form. So spend some time to be creative in poetry and music. one of the biggest drivers of my life, one of the biggest things I focus on is music. I would actually say that a lot of my brand is built around music, around the music that I love, the way that it makes people feel. People are looking for feeling and connection, something true and authentic. Everybody's seen the business stuff. They're looking for something that makes them feel a little bit different. So a large part of business that many people forget, that the true icons completely nail, is art, is creativity. So dial into your creativity, to who you are as an artist. And every single person, no matter who you are, should see themselves as an artist. Even if you're a businessman, there's art to your business. That's why we love the samurai. That's why we love Japanese culture, because there's an art to everything. Number six to become the modern day samurai is to keep a beginner's mind, to always continue to learn, no matter what you've achieved in your life. And I've had times in my life where I thought I was the shit. I thought I'd learned everything already. And life very quickly declines. And there's something so authentic and lovely about a beginner's mind. Somebody that no matter how successful they are, they know that they can learn something from every person they speak to. So try and keep a beginner's mind, no matter how successful you are and how unsuccessful you are. I find actually people that are the least successful are the ones without a beginner's mind, that are stuck in their ways, that think the world is a certain way. They have no ability to open up and believe that another reality is possible. They work a 9-to-5, so they think a good 9-to-5 is the only way to make money. And I was a little bit like that before, so I understand it. You can't conceive what's outside of your reality, but you have to try and open your mind, because if there's somebody else doing something bigger and better than you, if there's somebody else living the dream life, that's a representation to you that it is absolutely possible, but you just don't have the information. That's the only problem. It's absolutely possible to achieve anything if somebody else has done it. But if someone else has done it, it means that you can do it as well. So everybody should keep a beginner's mind, to always learn from everybody around them, from the good and the bad, to keep your mind open to new opportunities. Don't let yourself get scammed. Don't let yourself get duped over. Don't believe everything that everybody says. But keep an open mind and try and learn, especially if someone has receipts. If someone's doing something bigger and better than you, don't think they're a scammer or don't think they're doing something wrong. Have a look into what they do. Try and reverse engineer what they do. Try and learn how to have a life like theirs. Because all the answers are out there. All the answers are held in what people have done, in the things that they post, in the things that they do, in the way that they run their business. You can reverse engineer everything. You just have to look at it from that point of view. And number seven is strive for mastery. Strive to be the best, rather than just be an average person. Try and be the best at something and take care and time and attention in what you do. Put your all into it. Create pieces of art. Create something that you're truly proud of. Because when you master something, that is when you become successful. When you're the master. When you're courageous, you're a righteous man, you've got everything else in your life figured out, and you become the master of a craft, and people can trust you to get the job done. So boys, there's just a quick video for you, because it's like 1 in the morning. But lads, I hope you enjoyed that. And I will continue to research the samurai and Japanese culture, and I might give you a few more videos on this kind of stuff if you enjoy it. It's been a pleasure, and I'll see you all on the next one.